هو الذي أفاض علينا أنوار الهداية والحق واليقين.
ما شاء الله سبحان الله.
فصلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وعلينا معهم إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ما أغناهم الله ورسوله من فضله، صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمين الكريم. Respected audience, I have been given the topic Ikhtiyarat-e Mustafa and the Qudrat-e Tasarrufat that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In English, this translates as the authority of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his power, command and control that was given to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this topic is a topic which has not been debated upon since the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the time of the Sahaba ikram, the time of the Tabi'een, and all the predecessors of ours all believed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam his Khalifa-e-Azam and Naib-e-Mutlaq, his successor and representative in this world. And surely, if someone is a successor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a representative of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then surely he has to have authority, command, control and power above all creation. They have to be similar qualities to those of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but surely given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, how can we call Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a successor of Allah? Surely, all our predecessors believed that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given complete authority in matters of the deen and in the worldly matters as well. Complete authority. He had the power to change the way of nature. He had command and control over the way of nature. If someone thinks, or someone believes or says that this belief in the authority of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a belief that came from Bareilly, then he is mistaken.
Yes, sir.
He is mistaken because this is the belief that every Muslim had since Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's blessed time until today. Inshallah, I will speak quoting the hadith and the Quran to prove that surely Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given complete authority.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
And before I proceed, may everyone together recite salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Everyone recites durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa Muhammadin wa ala al-karam wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given power and authority to his creation. Every person has been given power and authority. He has got command in choosing what he wants to do. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us hands. Allah has given us hands with which, if we want, we can slap someone. We can hit someone, and if we want, we can lift someone up who is falling down. We can help someone up, we can help someone carry things. With the very same hands, we can point at people and swear at them with the very we can raise them in the air and make prayer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has given us this power. Allah has given us this authority to choose what we want to do with our hands. In the same way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a tongue. With this tongue, we can slander people, we can swear at people. With the very same tongue, we can do amr bil ma'ruf wa nahy anil munkar. We can command the good, enjoin the good, we can forbid from the evil. Allah has given us authority in our bodies. And in the same way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also given us authority and power outside our bodies. For example, Allah has given us wealth. With wealth, what can we not do today? With wealth, we can make more wealth. We can cause someone to die with wealth. We can have someone murdered. We can do many things with wealth, and we can also do good things with wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us wealth, and He has authorized us to choose whatever we want to do with that wealth. And surely Allah has told us that if you do this, then you will be rewarded. If you will do this, then you will be sinful. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has surely given us wealth, has surely given us power in our body, and we all have been given authority, and we all have been given power. If a person has money, he can make big, big buildings. He can build many big buildings, skyscrapers. If he has money, he can make factories. He can build businesses. He can do anything. However, if you want to understand the authority of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you want to understand the power of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then look in the matters of deen. Anyone today in the world has so much money, so much wealth, so much power in his hands, so much muscle. But when it comes to the matters of deen, he has absolutely no authority. Can anyone say that a person who has a lot of wealth can make something that is halal into haram? Can a person who has lots of power and strength make something that is halal into haram, or haram into halal? Can he make something that is mustahab into fard, something that is fard into wajib? He cannot do that. This is where we can see the power and authority of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When no one has authority, when no one has power from the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, مَا أَتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا. Whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam commands you to do, then you must do it. And whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbids you to do, you must abstain from it.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that I have made Rasulullah my messenger, my Naib-e Azam and Khalifa-e Mutlaq, up to the extent that if he wants, he can make something that I have made haram into halal. If I have made something fard, he can make it mustahab. I have given this authority to my messenger. Yes. Otherwise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have said that only if my messenger says that the hukum is from me, then accept it. And when he forbids something from me, then stay away from it. But no, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا أَتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا. Whatever he commands, you have to do it. And whatever he stops you from, you must stay away from it.
MashaAllah.
This is the authority of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there are many examples of this. For example, in Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, a hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that at the time of Fath Makkah, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took over Makkatul Mukarramah, he announced amongst his companions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made Makkatul Mukarramah a place of haram.
Yes, sir.
لا يصاد سيدها. No one can kill an animal here. No one is allowed to cut the grass of Haram, of Makkatul Mukarramah. No one is allowed to cut a tree of Makkatul Mukarramah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam announced this amongst his companions. He said, Allah has made it haram. Allah has made it haram to cut the grass of Makkah, to cut the trees of Makkah or to kill an animal of Makkah al-Mukarramah. Hazrat Abbas bin Abdul Muttalib, the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he stood up and said, Ya Rasulullah, illa al-idhkir, give us the permission to cut the grass of Makkah al-Mukarramah of Haram. فَإِنَّهُ لِبُيُوتِنَا وَلِقُبُورِنَا وَلِسَاغَتِنَا فَيَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا لِذْخِرِ Ya Rasulullah, give us the permission to cut the grass because we use it for our houses when we make the roof, we use it in the graves when we bury someone, and the goldsmith uses it when he melts the gold.
Allah.
The aqidah of Hazrat Abbas, he heard that Allah had made it haram, and he's still asking Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Ya Rasulullah, give us the permission. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, showing his authority indeed, said, إِلَّا الْإِذْكِرْ Go. You are now to cut the grass of Makkah. In Muslim Sharif, Hazrat Bara ibn Azib radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood amongst his companions and he announced, Inna Allah qad farada alaykum al-hajj. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made hajj compulsory upon you. Hazrat Aqra ibn Habis Tamimi radiallahu ta'ala stands up and says, Ya Rasulullah, afi kulli amin? Ya Rasulullah, do we have to perform Hajj every year? Is it farz every year? In the same way as we give zakat every year? Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's words were, Inna Allah harrama, Inna Allah farada alaykum al-hajj. Allah has made Hajj farz upon you. And how is it farz? Once in a lifetime or once every year? If Allah is the one who is making it farz, then why is he asking Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Because he knew that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was authorized. And that is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't say that, O Aqra bin Habis, why are you asking me? I said Allah has made it farz. How is it farz every year or once a year? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell us. I cannot tell you that. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not say that. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, showing his authority in such beautiful words, announced that لَوْ قُلْتُ نَعَمْ لَوَجَبَتْ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي كُلِّ سَنَةٍ وَمَسْتَطَعْتُمْ
SubhanAllah.
If I say yes, upon the question of Aqra bin Habis Tamimi, if I say yes, then it will become wajib upon you every year. It will become farz upon you every year. وَمَسْتَطَعْتُمْ And you would not have the capability. You would not have the wealth and the strength to do it every year. SubhanAllah. This is the authority of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this was not all. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was also given the authority to legislate a different law for one specific person and a different hukum for all the other ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. SubhanAllah. Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, Tirmidhi Sharif, Ibn Majah, Sunan Nasa'i, Abu Dawud Sharif, they all narrate this hadith that Eid al-Adha, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood up to give the khutbah after salah and said, O my ummah, those amongst you who performed the Eid Salah like we did, and then heard the khutbah like we are doing, and then they go and slaughter their animal in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Eid al-Adha, then their animal will be accepted. And those who slaughtered it before coming to their Salah, فَهِيَ شَاتُ الْأَحْمِنْ Then that animal is nothing but an animal that is normally eaten by everyone. In other words, it is not a sacrificed animal in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, Hazrat Abu Burda ibn Niyar radiallahu ta'ala stood up and he says, Ya Rasulullah, I thought this was a day of happiness. I thought this was a day to feed our neighbors and feed our own family and ourselves. Therefore, Ya Rasulullah, before salah, I sacrificed my animal, I fed my own family and I fed my neighbors as well. And now, Ya Rasulullah, I have no animal capable of sacrificing in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I only have one goat's kid, which is only 6 months old. Ya Rasulullah, what shall I do now?
Allah,
subhanallah, subhanallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, lahmin. That is a normal animal, slaughtered to eat. Your qurbani is not accepted.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
He said, Ya Rasulullah, but I have no other animal. And I want to do it the correct way. The kid is 6 months, but it is quite fat. It looks old. Ya Rasulullah, what shall I do? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Dahi biha. Go and sacrifice that. Your qurbani will be accepted in the path of in the sword of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَنْ تُزِعَ أَنْ أَحَدٍ بَعْدَكَ. And if anyone after you slaughters an animal of such age, then his will not be accepted.
Subhanallah.
For Abu Burda ibn Niyar radiallahu ta'ala, he was not the highest ranked sahabi. However, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives, he gives to someone who is low in level, he raises their status by giving them such ni'mas from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another example, again in Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif. Sorry, this is Musnad Imam Ahmad. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radiallahu ta'ala narrates this hadith in his Musnad. He says that Hazrat Barra bin Azim radiallahu ta'ala used to wear a gold ring. He used to wear a gold ring, a companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everyone knows that a gold is forbidden for men. And he used to wear a gold ring. Someone asked him that, Oh Barra, why are you wearing a gold ring when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbade us from this? Why are you wearing a gold ring? He replied that many people have asked me this question. Many people have asked me this question, and today I will give you an answer. Surely gold is haram for men. However, once after a battle, we were once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in front of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the booty of war. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam distributed all the booty. All that was left was a gold ring. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had his gaze low, looking at the ring. Hazrat Barra bin Azib radiallahu ta'ala says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rafa'a aynayhi. He raised his eyes. وَنَزَرَ إِلَىٰ أَصْحَابِهِ and looked at his companions. ثُمَّ خَفَضَ and then he lowered his gaze. And then he raised his gaze again, looked at his companions. Then he lowered his gaze again. Third time Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raised his eyes, looked at the companions and he said, يَا بَرَّا تَعَالَىٰ هِنَا Oh Barra, come here. Oh Barra, come. Hazrat Barra bin Azib radiallahu ta'ala said, I came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hatta qa'adtu bayna yadayhi until I sat in front of him.
Subhanallah.
Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam grabbed hold of Hazrat Barra's hand and held the gold ring in his other hand and said, Oh Barra, khudh, take this ring. Ilbas ma kasaka Allahu wa Rasuluh and wear what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messengers are telling you to wear.
Subhanallah.
Gold which was haram for everyone, for all the men, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells Barra bin Azib that ilbas ma kasaka Allahu wa Rasuluh, wear that which Allah and his messenger are commanding you to wear.
Subhanallah.
Then Hazrat Barra bin Azib radiallahu ta'ala looks at the person who asked him. He says, كيف تأمروني؟ كيف تأمروني أن أدع هذا؟ Why are you telling me to remove, why are you commanding me to remove this ring? ما كسرت الله ورسوله؟ Which Allah and His Messenger told me to wear. Subhanallah.
Subhanallah.
Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commands a sahabi, it becomes fard upon him to act.
Subhanallah.
It is unlawful for all men to wear gold, whether it be Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala, Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala, any of the companions. However, it's become fard for Hazrat Barra bin Azib radiallahu. This is authority. This is the authority of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala was standing in Masjid Nabawi with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I have received revelation from now, no one upon whom ghusl is wajib can remain in the masjid besides me and you only. Subhanallah. For everyone it is haram to remain in the masjid if ghusl is wajib upon them. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives a specific hukum to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala that he doesn't have to. Subhanallah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given the authority to give a separate hukum to a specific person and a separate hukum for all of the ummah.
Subhanallah.
This is the authority that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was the deen. No one else has been given authority, power, command or control over the Sharia. If you want to understand the authority of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then this is where you understand it from. And when you understand the authority of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the matters of deen, then just think to yourself, what must be his authority in worldly matters? What must be his power in worldly matters? What must be his command and control to change the way of nature in worldly matters?
Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
Before I proceed, ek martaba durood sharif.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salam alayka ya Rasulullah.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salam alayka. In worldly matters. The power of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All the companions, if you look in the hadith, the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, always when they had a problem, they always came running to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulullah, this has happened, what shall we do? Ya Rasulullah, we have run out of water, what shall we do? Ya Rasulullah, I lack memory, what shall I do? Ya Rasulullah, I have no knowledge in such a field, what shall I do? They all used to come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never said to his companions that, oh my companions, Allah sent me to stop people from going to the idols, which are those other than Allah, they are ghayrullah, and ask them for help. Allah sent me to stop people from this, and today you are still coming to ghayrullah and asking for help. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never said this. But what did he say? Allahu Akbar. He said, إِنَّمَا أَنَا قَاسِمٌ وَاللَّهُ يُعْطِي.
SubhanAllah.
Allah is the giver and I am the distributor.
SubhanAllah.
رَبْ هَيْ مُعْتِي يَيْ هَيْ قَاسِمْ رِزْقُ اسْكَا هَيْ كِلَاتِي.
SubhanAllah.
Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had announced amongst his companions that if you need anything, anything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives, then come and ask me. وَهِ رَبْ هَيْ جِسْنَ تُجْكُو وہی رب ہے جس نے تجھ کو ہم تن کرم بنایا ہمیں بھیک مانگنے کو تیرا راستہ بتایا تجھے ہم دے ہے خدا ہے. سبحان اللہ. They were commanded by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to go to the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and ask for whatever they need. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the people to go to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave authority and power to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Subhanallah.
Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sleeping in the lap of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
The time of Asr, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala had not performed his Asr Salah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had performed his Asr Salah. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala saw that the sun is setting. The time of Asr is going and I have not performed my Asr Salah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had his blessed head on his lap. He was resting sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala thought to himself that I have not performed my Asr Salah, and Asr Salah is fard. And it's the Salatul Wusta, a Salah which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has emphasized. The Asr Salah is more important than the others. I have not performed it. It is fard upon me. At the same time, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has his blessed head resting on my lap. It is also fard upon me to make sure I do not disturb Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He thought to himself, two fard, how do I balance them? What shall I do? Then he thought to himself that if it wasn't for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there would have been no Asr Salah. If it wasn't for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there wouldn't have been no Asr Salah. Therefore surely, it is more important for me to make sure I do not disturb the resting of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And therefore he did not move. He let the sun set. The sun set. I never found the narration where Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala began crying. The narration I saw, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam awoke after the sun had set. Awoke and asked straight away, Asallayta ya Ali? Oh Ali, have you performed your salah? Asr Salah. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala replied, Ya Rasulullah, ma sallaytu, I have not performed my salah. I thought that I must not disturb you. Straight away Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raised his hands in dua and said, Allahumma, inna aliyan fi ta'atika wa ta'ati abdik. Farji alayhi shams. Oh Allah, Ali was in obedience of yours, was in obedience to me. Therefore bring the son back so that his salah can be performed as that. Hazrat Asma bint Umais radiallahu ta'ala in Tirmizi Sharif, her words, she says that inni ra'aytu shamsa qad gharabat, I had seen that the sun had set, thumma ra'aytu ha talat, then I saw that the sun rose back again. The sun rose again. Subhanallah. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala performed his salah. This was the power of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at the world today. Science, technology, so many ways they can try and change the way of nature, but is there any possibility of stopping the sun for a split second? No. No one has this power. No one has been given this authority. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given authority over the sun, the moon, and all creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the people of Makkah came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said that if you are a true prophet of Allah, then split the moon into two. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam split the moon into two by just pointing with his finger. Subhanallah. In the hadith it says, Hatta kana hira bayna. Oh kama fil hadith, I can't remember the word, sorry. Up to the extent that the Mount Hira was in between two pieces of the moon. That's how clearly Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam split the moon into two. This was what the Sahaba-e-Kiram had seen, and they believed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can do this. And the Kuffar of Makkah came to the Prophet and said, if you are a Prophet, then split the moon into two, which means even they knew that a Prophet has been given this power and authority over the moon. And today there are people who say that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had no authority. He was nothing but a human like us, ma'azallah. Ala Hazrat says, Suraj ulte paav palte, chand ishare se ho chaak. Suraj ulte paav palte, chand ishare se ho chaak. Andhe najdi dekh le kudrat Rasulullah. Andhe najdi dekh le kudrat Rasulullah ki. Aur ishare se chand cheer diya. Hai na zameen o zaman mein. Ishare se chand cheer diya. Chupe hue khul Let me give you a hadith about Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala in Bukhari Sharif, Kitab al-Ilm, Babu Hibz al-Ilm, and also in Bukhari Sharif, Kitab al-Manaqib, and also in Babu al-Mu'jizat. In three places Imam Bukhari has mentioned this hadith. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala once came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, I hear many of your hadith. Many of your hadith. However, I forget all your hadith, Ya Rasulullah. What shall I do, Ya Rasulullah? Memory. He's coming to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Why would they not come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Because they knew that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when asked for something, never said no. Wah kya judo karam hai shahe batha tera? Wah kya judo karam hai shahe batha tera? Nahi. Lafze nahi. Sunta hi nahi maangne wala tera.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
Jo bhi maangta hai, kabhi nahi. Nahi farmata. Sarkar ne kabhi na hai na haja nagar kiya. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would never say no. He came, Ya Rasulullah, I forget your hadith, what shall I do? Subhanallah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not say go and see a doctor, go and see a brain doctor, no. Go and use this medicine, go and use such and such a medicine. No, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya Abu Huraira, ubsut ridaka. O Abu Huraira, lay down your shawl and spread it out. His shawl, spread it out, subhanAllah, what a way to give. Why did he say, lay down your shawl? Why not his hands? Because today, what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was going to give to Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala would not fit in his hands, would not fit in his clothes. Therefore, O Abu Huraira, lay down your shawl and spread it out. SubhanAllah. Then Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raised his hands in the air away from each other and brought them together and did an action as though he was pouring something into the shawl. And then he said, O Abu Huraira, dhummahu ila sadrik. O Abu Huraira, take the shawl and put it onto your chest. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala put it onto his chest, and after that he said, when he was narrating this hadith, that ma nasitu ba'du shay'an sami'tuhu an Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After that, until today, I have never forgot a hadith that I had heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And even that's a wrong translation. He said shay'an, not a hadith. I never forgot anything. Not even a word, not even a letter, not even a zabar, zero, pesh. Not even the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's speech. Not even the tone of his voice. I never forgot anything that I heard from Rasulullah SubhanAllah. And Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala saw that they were empty hands that were put into the shawl. He could see that there was nothing in the shawl. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, put it onto your chest. Why did he not say that, Ya Rasulullah, there was nothing in your hands, there is nothing in the shawl, what shall I put onto my chest? Why did Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala not say that? Because he knew that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doesn't only distribute that what we can see, but also distributes that what we cannot see. And today, Subhanallah. And I say that today people argue whether Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew the knowledge of the unseen or not. I say argue about knowing after. But here look, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is distributing the unseen. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allah Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu ta'ala say, Malike kaunain hai, go paas kuch rakhte rahe. Malike kaunain hai, go paas kuch rakhte rahe. Do jaha ki naimatein hain unke khali
haath.
Do jaha ki naimatein hain unke khali haath.
Allah Akbar. 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 All
Subhanallah.
Two more hadith. There are many, many hadith on this.
Subhanallah.
If someone was to write on this topic, Allahu Akbar. He would continue writing all his life. Subhanallah. One hadith from Tirmidhi Sharif and Abu Dawud Sharif. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala says, that I came, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called for me. I came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to me, that, O Ali, I have made you the chief justice of Yemen. Go to Yemen and solve the cases of the people of Yemen. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala replied, Ya Rasulullah, inni rajulun shabun. I am a young man. I am a young man. Wala a'lamu kathiran min al-qada. Ya Rasulullah, and I do not have sufficient knowledge about judgment. I do not have sufficient knowledge about judgment and justice. In other words, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala is saying that, Ya Rasulullah, choose someone who has sufficient knowledge, who is experienced in this field. I am not the right person for this job. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, showing his power and authority and style of giving and distributing the gifts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hit me on my chest and said, Allahumma ihdi qalba. Oh Allah, guide his heart. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala says, فَمَا شَقَقْتُ بَعْدُ فِي قَضَاءٍ بَيْنَ اثْنَيْنِ. After that, until today, I have never found it hard to solve a case between two people.
SubhanAllah.
Allahu Akbar. By just hitting him on his chest, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave such great knowledge to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, as though there was an ocean of knowledge put into his chest by that one hit. And today, if we look at back home, in England it's ban, I'm talking about hitting children whilst they are in madrasa. Back home, and in our past, we have seen that when our teachers used to hit us, then what we knew we forget. What we knew we forget. And here the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the ikhtiyar, the power, the command of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is such great that when he hits, even that which he did not know he knew, and that what he knew became fresh.
SubhanAllah.
Such great knowledge of justice Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala gained, that in Tarikhul Khulafa, Hazrat Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti radiallahu ta'ala says that Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala, a great chief justice, a great judge, someone who has so much knowledge in this field, he used to say that when I have a hard case in front of me between two people, I look for Ali. And when I can't find Ali, I seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Kaun deta hai? Kaun deta hai? Dene ko muh chahiye. Kaun deta hai? Dene ko muh chahiye. Dene ko muh
chahiye. Subhanallah.
Last hadith, Bukhari Sharif, Kitab al-Zifaq. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, he says that I have not eaten for 3 days. I have not eaten for 3 days. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala was a very poor sahabi. He didn't have wealth. Sometimes due to hunger he used to faint. Allahu Akbar. This was the way of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They never used to find food. And look at us today. We have halal food, but still we go to haram food. There are many, many Muslims who drink alcohol. Many who consume intoxicants which are not allowed. And these are the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha used to say, the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that there were 2 months would pass and we would never light a fire in the house to cook food.
Allah.
We wouldn't have food cooked in the house for 2 months. This was the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The very same Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who showed his authorization, who showed his authority, showed his command and power, that he said, "Though shi'tu, if I want, if I desire, the sarat maniyya jibal al-dahab, then with me mountains of gold will go." He had that power, but he chose to live a different life. Subhanallah, so that we would learn. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala never ate never had food for 3 days. He says, since 3 days I was hungry. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had forbade his Sahaba-e-Kiram from begging. So Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala was confused. He thought, what shall I do? 3 days and I have not eaten, I cannot even beg, what shall I do? He thought of an idea. He thought, I'll stand in the path where people walk. Someone walking past may see me, look at my state, and take me home to eat. So he came and stood in the pathway. As soon as he stood in the pathway, he saw Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala coming towards him. His heart, subhanallah, his heart awoke. And he says, As-salamu alayka ya Abu Bakr Siddiq. O Abu Bakr Siddiq, peace be upon you. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala had his gaze down. He was looking down, he never looked up and he replied, wa alaykum as-salam. And he kept walking past. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala thought, he's not looking at me. My idea is not working. He says that, I thought of another idea. I asked him the meaning of a verse of the Quran, even though I knew what it meant. I asked him, and Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala replied, looking down, didn't look up, and he walked past. Allahu Akbar, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala felt hurt. He thought, what is this? My idea is not working. As he was feeling pain in his heart, he saw Hazrat Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala coming. Subhanallah. Now his heart filled with joy again. Looked at Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala but saw that he was also looking down. He said, As-salamu alayka ya Umar. Salam upon you, Umar. Hazrat Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala, in the same way as Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, looking down, gave an answer and kept walking. He says, I asked him the verse as well. But he answered looking down as well and walked past. Allahu Akbar. His joy went again. And again he was confused, what shall I do? And then he saw Rasulullah.
Subhanallah.
What was to happen when he saw Rasulullah?
Subhanallah.
Unke nitaar koi kaise hi ranjne ho. Ala Hazrat says, unke nitaar koi kaise hi ranjne ho. Jab yaad aa gaye sab gham bhula. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, his heart filled with joy. Before he says salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rahmatul lil alameen, shafi'ul mu'mineen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, looking at him, says, As-salamu alayka ya Abu Huraira. Ma baluka, what has happened to you, Abu Huraira? Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala replied, Ya Rasulullah, I have not eaten since 3 days, you forbade me from begging, what was I to do? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam grabbed hold of Abu Huraira's hand and said, come with me, Abu Huraira. Come to my house, we shall eat together. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala to Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha's house. His beloved wife, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha. He went into the house and he says, Ya Aisha, halindaki shayun, is there anything in the house to eat? This is where Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala replied, Ya Rasulullah, since 2 months we have not lit a fire in the house, how can there be something to eat? There is nothing to eat, Ya Rasulullah. And then she says, however, Ya Rasulullah, there is a bowl of milk which an Ansari came and gave just now. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, give me that bowl of milk. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with that bowl of milk came into the room, came to Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala says, when I saw the milk and the bowl, my heart was filled with extreme joy. And it was then when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Abu Huraira, go and call the Ashabi Suffa. Go and call the Ashabi Suffa. They all shall drink this milk with us. Remember, in those days, milk was not only as a drink, but it was also food. The Ashabi Suffa, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala says in Bukhari Sharif, that when Sarkar sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me to call the Ashabi Suffa, I thought I had right over this milk, Why do I have to quote all these Sahaba Ikram? All these Sahaba Sufa, there were 70 of them. He says, but it was the command of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I had faith in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore I went and called the Ashabi Sufa. All of us came, we asked permission to enter the house. They entered, they all sat down. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood amongst them and said, who will take the bowl of milk and give it to the companions one after the other? Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala knew the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Saqil qawm akhiruhum shurban. The person who feeds the others is the last one, he is the one who gets his turn last. He knew that hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had told before. Therefore he says, I was hiding behind the other companions so that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doesn't tell me to distribute them. He says, I was hiding. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at me and said, Ya Abu Huraira, come. Abu Huraira, come and take the bowl of milk and distribute it among them. He says, now I took the bowl of milk and began giving it to the companions, to the Ashabi Sufa. I'd look inside to make sure it didn't finish. However, every time a Sahabi drank from it, it was still the same amount. After they had drunk, he says, I gave it to all the Ashabi Sufa. Then I had the bowl of milk in my hand. I thought to myself, what shall I do? Shall I drink it myself or shall I give it to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam first? He says, my hunger was saying, O Abu Huraira, drink it yourself. And my iman was saying, O Abu Huraira, spread your hand and give it to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, my iman overcame my hunger. And I said, Ya Rasulullah, you drink it. Subhanallah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah, he says, O Abu Huraira, O Abu Huraira, you drink first. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala says, I drank from it. And then I gave it to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, O Abu Huraira, drink more. I drank more. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam third time told me to drink more. I drank it for three times. And then I said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, I have not even space for one more drop, Ya Rasulullah. Mere kareem se agar qatra kisi ne maanga, mere kareem se agar qatra kisi ne maanga, darya baha diye fir be baha. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's power. One bowl of milk. All the sahaba ikram drank from it. And it was still the same amount. Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu ta'ala says this one couplet which tells us of the whole hadith. Kyo janab Abu Huraira? Ala Hazrat says, Kyo janab Abu Huraira? Kaisa tha wo jame sheer? Sheer in Persian means milk. Kyo janab Abu Huraira? Kaisa tha wo jame sheer? Jisse 70 sahibon ka doodh se muh phir gaya. And he says, the authority of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ala Hazrat puts it in a couplet. He says, Nirmate baqta jis samdh wo dishan gaya. Nirmate baqta jis samdh wo dishan gaya. Wherever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went, distributing the gifts of Allah, saat hi munshiye rahmat ka kalam daan gaya. Kalam daan means pencil case. And in Urdu, the word kalam daan, pencil case, means authority. If you go to a person and say, okay, can you do this for me? In Urdu, if he was not authorized to do that, he would say, Qalamdan mere paas nahi hai, fara ke paas hai. In other words, I do not have the authority, he has the authority. In this share, Ala Hazrat is saying that the authority of Allah, Munshiya Rahmat ka Qalamdan, saath gaya. Wherever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went distributing gifts, the authority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala moves side by side.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Alayhi wa sallam, however, Shaykh Salim just told me that a successor is when the authority of the person before finishes and this person gets the authority. And he's not sure, but ihtiyat, astaghfirullah, rabbi,
Allah,
Allah,
Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah,